stay in his mind. Tab can help because it's sugar-free and it's new. The Coca-Cola Company just gave Tab a brand new taste, better than any Diet Cola. Tab has a taste to remember for a shape he'll never forget.
Don't you want to have a good shape? Do you dare to have a good shape? Why don't you keep your shape in shape? It's great to have a good shape. Shape with Tab. She's stuck in his mind. She's a mind.
Try the new taste of Tab and be a mind sticker.
Couple of fellas in shape for things to come. Hello, California. Come on in. It's sun shining indoors today here at Studio 6 and at the Ralph San Vicente store. Mike Roy's there and Dennis Bragan is here. Hello, big fella.
Hey, Denny. Let's turn out on a happy note as we begin this morning. Shall we welcome to the world Michelle Marie Gudelman, who put in an appearance at a 7-pound weight at 3 o'clock this morning, the daughter of our good man, Bill Gudelman, who helps us on our appearances, and a little bleary-eyed this morning after being up all night.
Yeah, I understand the call came about 3 a.m. and the delivery at 5. That's gotten kind of close.
Yeah, that makes it work, doesn't it? Of course, he's got the afterward shakes. You know what happens. You know, you get all built up for it. And then the baby comes, and you get home, and that's when you start to shake.
Yeah, well, the trouble is, you see, all the bars had closed while he was pacing up and down the maternity hall there.
That's right. He's passing out cigars and candy to everybody.
We Beautiful. Should explain to our listeners that Bill Gudelman is one of the bright young executives on the third floor here.
Yeah, he's on the top floor up there. Yeah. He talks to us occasionally, you know.
Yeah, now and then drops down.
That's
his blue
right.
shirt suit Very says hi.
Lovely crowd on hand today out here at Ralph's. We're on the what they call the San Vicente Show store. This is one of the older Ralph's stores. I've been coming here since during the war. I'm talking about World War II now, not the Korean War.
Uh-huh.
And it's still the same lovely store with the same nice people who come in it all the time. And we got a lot of gals and a lot of little kids around today, too. And some men watching us as we begin our broadcast today.
Have you got the trays of goodies?
Yeah, right on my left, the air is filled with an aromatic smell of cooking bacon and ham. And that's Danola, of course. And everybody is sipping on that Vitapacked orange juice, glowing with health and that vitamin C that comes there from.
Say, you haven't spiked that stuff this morning. What's his glowing bit?
Gudelman has got the vodka. Now, you just stand there and take care of your Jamesons. We'll take care of the Vitapack, do you see? Lots of the wonderful smell of homemade bread over there, too, with the Bridgeford bread people. And we've got lots of Gallo salami, and Gudelman cracked out a jar of Morehouse mustard to go with the salami. How about that?
It sounds pretty good. Us here on the other end of that radio line kind of feel left out of things.
I got a thing to talk to you about right after I have a word about my Miracle White fabric softener, if it's all right with you.
Snap the cap on the jug.
Yeah, I have a missive from Albert K. Gans, the president of La Société de Bacchus et Epicurus, the dining society.
Yes,
I've really going to have an affair in May. I'll tell you about it right after we soften things up with the softener, Miracle White, of course. Again, we keep telling you, this is the one that goes into the wash first, right at the top of the washing cycle, along with the soap, the bleach, the detergent. And you don't have to come back to the washing machine at the rinse cycle like you have to do with all the others on the market. Just add it, walk away, and forget it. Don't bother coming back and adding a fabric softener at the final rinse cycle. Now, you'll find, too, that Miracle White fabric softener will not build up on your clothes. Your clothes will be extra absorbent. And they'll come out soft and fluffy. What's more, you practically eliminate the ironing. Most of it you just fold up and put away. Those that you do have to iron, just iron in a breeze. You've never had clothes come out like you've had them come out when you've used Miracle White fabric softener in it. You can't miss on it, friend homemaker. It's sold on a double your money back guarantee. Miracle White, and it's at your store, including Ralph's right here. Incidentally, I talked to you, Denny, about La Society.
Yes?
We're going to La Strada. Now, you've been there.
Yes, that's where they have those magnificent opera singers, too.
That's right. So we shall dine in Neapolitan elegance with the sound of La Scala opera in our ears, and what a menu. The proprietor over there is Carmelo Manta, who's brought the sunshine and laughter to his restaurant. He's from southern Italy, where the laughter, the food, the love, and friendship is a way of life. And we'll get a little some of that on us, Denny, if it's all right with you.
You most certainly made a postscript what you said about remembering. I took my wife there for our anniversary last year, He sent a personalized anniversary card inviting us back when anniversary time came up again this year. He's a very thoughtful people.
That's right, and he has a chef over there you wouldn't believe. Master Chef Michel Julliot. Now, I'll tell you, this man is quite a member of a very, very famous chef society in Europe. It was Lorenzo de' Medici, who in history called Lorenzo il Magnifico.
I thought the Medicis were the naughty names in history.
They knew how to eat well.
Oh.
They might poison you at the table, but they knew how to eat. In 1484, they founded the Order of La Società del Cucchiaio e Forchetta d'Oro. That's the Society of the Golden Fork and Spoon. And this was one of the first of the great culinary orders. And Master Chef Michel Julliot of La Strada is a member of that society. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you what we're going to be eating to start with. Boy, oh boy. Antipasto assortito. Italian salamis. Mortadella from Bologna. Did you know mortadella came from Bologna?
No, I didn't know mortadella.
Cappuccolo, Parma, Fantina, Provolone. Those are cheeses. You wouldn't like those. And then shrimp Otello. If Desdemora had served the noble Moor shrimp Otello, the last act would never have been written, they tell us. These imported chips from the Mediterranean, sautéed in a delicate mixture of herbs and wine, then placed in a canopy of Carmelo sauce, will astound you and set the mood of the evening. Tortellini in brodo follows. Calamari ripieni, that's a cuttlefish from the shores of Corsica. Sherbet, of course. Then a pasta. Boneless breaded capon. Ionian escarole salad. Pan dolce and coffee with, of course, fine wines. We open with the Cancanon Vineyards Petite Syrah, a beautiful grape, and I think you'll like that. Wybell's Grey Riesling, Sebastiani Zinfandel, and Paul Masson's Crackling Rosé. Now, the evenings are Monday, May 27th, Tuesday, May 28th. And, of course, contact Al Gans, if you'd like. The tab for this is $12.50.
Are you going to be at that Italian orgy?
I'll be at one of them. I don't know which one, because one night I have to go down to the New Porter Inn to talk to the Orange County Food Handlers Association.
Well, I won't remind you you're on a diet. That wouldn't be a nice thing to
I'll
say.
I'll hit you right in the nose. But if you out there would like to go, you may call Al Gans and make reservations. You people know the telephone number, 272-2882. 272-2882.
A reminder that our telephone numbers are Hollywood 1-9911 and Kimberly 71070 and Yukon 11070. And if you've got a question about cookery via our special conference line setup, Mike is just a phone call away.
We're at Ralph's, by the way, Denny, where it pays you seven ways to make the big change, because Ralph's are big change people. Now, the first of these seven ways, friendly service. You won't find nicer people any place to wait on you than you will at Ralph's. And the second big change, quality and variety. You'll find the famous names, all first-quality merchandise, and certainly the variety. Third, it might be at the top, low prices with blue-chip stamps. And then you hit along with the Meatmaster Meats featured, and then the Dairy Dell, and the award-winning bakery, and the Fesh Farm Produce. Those are the reasons why Ralph's are the big change people. Stop by your favorite Ralph's store. Find out why they are. You'll enjoy every minute of it. Ralph's, make the big change. A bigger bag of groceries for a buck.
And you can stop by the Ralph San Vicente store between now and, the next hour or so. Mike Roy is there in person. Mrs. Sussman, good morning. Your question, please.
Good morning, Denny. We are planning an Indonesian Registafel. And
that's a Reichstafel.
Registafel?
Reichstafel.
I'll have to get some better foreign language.
Yes.
Think of that. Our query is regarding the spice, at least I think it's a spice, called tamarind. T-A-M-A-R-I-N-D.
That's right. You should find it. Jurgensen's of no place else in their assortment. And also, you must get satay powder. Do you have that?
No. What is that?
Satay powder is a mixture of spices like a curry powder.
Yes.
And it's a bit on the hot side.
Uh-huh.
Now, don't forget these Indonesians like to snap their cap. They're an equatorial country.
Yes.
And the equatorial people, you know, eat hot foods.
Right. And is there any place in the South Bay area where we might find the tamarind that you know of?
I don't know for sure. If you have a problem, call the Islander Restaurant on La Cienega.
Uh-huh.
They feature a Reichstafel.
Yes.
And it's very, very fine. And call the Islander as a last resort if you can't find any place else.
All right, sir. I thank you so much.
Very good.
Thank you. It's Dixie Fry's crouton time, and Mike, it's getting increasingly harder to find them.
That's right, because people are eating them as fast as they can make them, even faster. On account of because this is such a great snack-a-teaser, it really perks you up. I do warn you, if you are lucky enough to have them at home, Dixie Fry's crouton rounds actually make the best disappearing act you'll ever see, especially when the husband and the kids kind of light into an open package or bowl. So if you've got them out there to use in a soup or salad like they're supposed to be used, and they suddenly disappear, don't worry about it, because they really taste like more. You try them yourself, and you'll find out what we mean. I didn't get a chance to look to see if they had them over here at the San Vicente store. I hope they have. Maybe Bill can take a look around and find out.
Well, they're out of the Ralph's in Tustin, I know, and a couple of other markets. I sent my wife on a scouting trip yesterday.
I want you to know that Walt, he's the guy who runs the factory and owns the product, is sent to Germany for more machinery to turn them out. They're just great, these Dixie Fry crouton rounds. Great for dressing up almost any soup, hot or cold. Wonderful for salads. Or serve bite-sized crouton rounds right from the package. Or use the rounds whole or crushed to garnish your casseroles or scrambled eggs or vegetables. And they're pretty good breading on a piece of veal, too.
Hi, Mrs. Smith, KNX, and your question for Mike.
Yes, my question is, in making a marinara sauce, it suggests that you drain the tomatoes and chop the tomatoes. Now, I don't know whether you're supposed to add what you drained with the tomatoes or just put in the chopped tomatoes.
Yes, but this is not the way Mama did it in Italy, you know? And this is not the way the chef does it. You take your solid packed tomatoes and put them in a bowl and then wash your hands and get in that bowl with your hand and crush the tomatoes through your hands, you know? And get them real small rather than chop them. Crush them with your hand, crushing motion. That's the way. A marinara sauce is a real fast sauce. Shouldn't take you more than 15, 20 minutes to make a marinara.
But then you use both. You use the whole can.
You use the whole thing. And I don't like them chopped that way. You see, when you crush them with your fingers, through your fingers, making a fist, it sort of purees them and makes the mixture a bit thicker. And since the sauce is not cooked that long, you want the thickness of the tomato.
I see. Well, thank you very much.
Very good.
Mrs. Johnson, good morning to you, and your question, please.
Well, Mike, I wanted to ask you about a punch recipe. I have some Hawaiian punch, the orange kind.
Yes.
Several fruits in it, and some lemonade, and I wanted to add something to it to give it a little more zing.
All right, and you want to keep it non-alcoholic?
Yes, I need to. We have
some. All right. I tell you what I like to do. The lemonade makes it a bit on the sweet side. And I would use the lemonade and use the Hawaiian punch. And I like to add 7-Up to it and sparkling water.
Oh, sparkling water.
Instead of using water to reconstitute your punch and your lemonade, uh-huh, use sparkling water for that.
Uh-huh.
And that gives you a fizzer in there, a soda. And then you could add fresh lemon juice to help it if you'd like.
What about those? I've heard you give a recipe for the Mai Tai punch.
Yes.
Would any one of those...
Yes, the Mai Tai. You could add a bottle of Mai Tai mix. They're self-contained, and they're a bit puckery, you know?
Uh-huh. That's what I want.
Well, I'd add that to it, too.
I think I'll do that. Thank you.
All right.
We've got a couple of cook lines open. If you have a question, Hollywood 1-9911, or from Orange County, Kimberly 7-1070, or from the Valley, Yukon 1-1070.
I got my magic wand here. May I wave it a bit?
Whip up a little something for me.
All right. It's so easy to whip up anything from a frosted frozen daiquiri to a malted milk. It's simple with the magic wand. And that's what makes it such a versatile tool, because you don't need a special mixing bowl or pitcher. Just put the ingredients in whatever you're going to serve it in and go ahead and mix it. Even if you want to use it in your cookware, go ahead and use the magic wand. This is a 3-in-1 type of appliance, very modern, very lovely, very light, so it's a pleasure to use it as a portable mixer. Does everything, has 3 different blades that slip in and off, and no problem to it at all. Lets you do all your mixing, your blending, and chopping electrically right in the utensils you use for cooking. It's rather difficult to describe it, so why don't you try it out and see if you do like it. Normally, it sells for $44.95, but right now, a Mike Roy special to our listeners at $35. And if you buy now, we'll include the Mike Roy cookbook number 2 as a gift to you for buying. Now, the price, I say, $35. To get yours, send your name and address to Magic Wand, Mike Roy, KNX, Hollywood 28. We'll send it out to you. You use it 5 days. You don't like it, send it back. If you do like it, you may pay for it in check or money order. Use your Bank America card or MasterCharge. Or you can spend a few dollars down, a few dollars a month until it's paid for. That's Magic Wand, and to get yours to try at home, your name and address to Magic Wand, Mike Roy, KNX, Hollywood 28. Oh, incidentally, if you'd like it demonstrated with a home economist to come out and show you how to use it, write the word demonstration on your letter. Will you not, please? Thank you.
Mr. Stevens, good morning, sir. Your question.
Good morning. I'd like to know Mr. Roy's recipe for scampi, please.
I like scampi real simple. I don't like a lot of heavy Bordelaise sauce on it. What's your preference so I get you the kind of recipe you like? Do you like the heavy brown sauce on it?
No, I like the lighter sauce.
I do, too. I split them down the back, you know, leaving the shell on, but still split them down the back to get the vein out so they're clean. And then I let them stand in water with ice cubes in it about 15, 20 minutes, which seems to firm them up and make them nice and crispy before they start. And then I like to, you can either stand them up or lay them down in a pan with melted butter. I like garlic and finely chopped, or shallot, finely chopped, take your pick, and parsley, a little white wine, and a little lemon juice. And I put them either under the broiler in a real hot oven, a 450-degree oven, until the shrimps turn red and you know they're done. It takes 12 to 15 minutes. And then when they come out of the oven, I add a little, about a tablespoon or two of white wine and about another half a tablespoon of lemon juice. And that's all I like to add. Salt and pepper, of course.
Thank you. Fine. Do you buy a particular type of prawn or shrimp for a scat?
No, they usually are set up by size.
Uh-huh.
And I don't care where they come from. The Guayama shrimp are good from down Mexico way, or the Gulf shrimp from Gulf of Mexico are good. But I like them rather large.
Yes, I do, too.
Maybe 10 to the pound or under.
Okay, good.
That's a good size one. 10 or 12 to the pound.
Good.
All right.
Can I ask one quick question? Are you on a special diet,
calorie
diet, or what?
Just a plain high-protein diet. Calories, that's it. That's the same as the carbohydrate diet with the booze, you know.
Well, I'm interested in hearing your results, and good luck.
So far, I'm about 19 pounds.
Terrific.
Yeah, coming along.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Bye.
19 pounds what, in about 10 days, Mike?
No, this is about 16 days, I think.
16, almost a pound a day. Huh?
Better than that.
Don't disappear.
But it'll slacken down.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get down to what'll happen about, 3 to 5 pounds a week's plenty.
Mrs. Quirar, good morning, and your question for Mike.
Well, good morning, Ben and Mike. Mike, did you see the Times this morning, the dietetic goodies?
I saw some of it. I just glanced through it.
I wonder, some of them call for a shortening. I wonder if I could use oil instead.
Yes. Well, now, which were these? Tell me again.
Mrs. Beveridge's chocolate cake.
No, there's a whole new formula. You cannot just, interchange oil and shortening.
Yeah, that's what I thought, because the chemicals probably would be different, wouldn't it?
That's right. It would be. But you could get the homogenized oil-type shortening, like Spry or Crisco, which is an emulsified vegetable shortening.
Uh-huh.
There's no animal fat in that.
That's what I have to have. I can't have any animal fat either.
Well, there's none in the emulsified shortenings like Spry or Crisco.
Uh-huh. And incidentally, Mike, I just ran across the bread recipe that your mother used to make that you had to make the paper a long, long time ago.
Which one is that?
Oh, it makes 2 loaves of bread. Made it a long time ago.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
It's years ago. It's in the paper. I'm sure it was years ago.
Yeah, gee.
It's wonderful.
All right.
Thank you very much, Mike.
Thank you for calling, dear.
While we're kind of diet and calorie conscious here, Mike, swing in with the sweet and low. You ready?
This is a savior for me. I lose more weight with this than anything I know.
Let me serenade you.
Yeah, all right. Music, please, maestro.
Live it up.
Don't give it up.
Live it up with sweet and low.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Life is sweet when you save calories with Sweet and Low. This is the granulated sugar substitute without that bitter aftertaste. Sweet and Low looks and tastes like sugar. You can pour it in beverages, sprinkle it on fruits and cereals, use it for cooking and baking. You got nothing to lose but calories. And it's economical, too. Half pound of Sweet and Low has the sweetening power of 5 pounds of sugar. What's more, you save 8,040 calories. Whoever cared how many calories in a 5 pound lot of sugar, huh? Sweet and Low is so different, it's patented, so don't give up sweets. Live it up with Sweet and Low in boxes of 50 or 100 individual serving packets or an economical half pound bulk package. Anything sugar can do, Sweet and Low does with far fewer calories. Get Sweet and Low next time you shop. Featured at, forgive me, Ralph's, Alpha, Beta, and other food and drug stores.
That's our swinging sweetheart, Mike Roy, there, who is in person at the Ralph San Vicente store. That's what, West 3rd and La Cienega, isn't it, Mike?
Yeah, just about that, huh?
And big fellow will be there for the balance of the show and to linger a while thereafter. He's on KNX, AM and FM, 1070, CBS News Radio, Los Angeles, through the high noon hour. You're just a phone call away. It's 11:30, Mike, and let me set aside just about a minute and a half here to keep our audience current on the news of the world and the West. KNX science editor Fred Anderson is hobnobbing with the astronauts at this very hour, and he has a report for the new news on preparations for an upcoming space flight. Fred?
Astronauts are preparing to undergo the final checkout test of the first manned Apollo spacecraft, and within a few weeks, Wally Schirra's ship should be on its way to Cape Kennedy to be placed atop its launch rocket, the launch now scheduled for sometime this fall. This is a fit and function test. Captain Schirra and his crewmates, Walter Cunningham and Don Isley, will go through a simulated mission. They'll practice taking out and putting back pieces of equipment. It's important to make sure that a piece of equipment goes back in as well as it comes out. Then, following a double check on the new quick-opening hatch, Wally's ship should be on its way to the Cape. This is Fred Anderson at the North American Rockwell Space Division in Downey for KNX News.
And a couple of other news notes of regional interest this hour. The three-day sit-in at Stanford University is over, and a topless dancer may head the tense negotiations which lie ahead between students and the administration. More than 400 students involved in the sit-in at the campus administration building voted to leave last night. The action came after the faculty voted to support the students' cause by recommending the school administration withdraw disciplinary measures against the 7 student demonstrators. The author of that administration-backed bill to toughen California's drunk driving laws predicts that his measure will pass despite a defeat it suffered at the angry assembly debate yesterday. Assemblyman Biddle of Riverside says enough assemblymen have promised to vote for the bill to assure passage if all are present to vote. Sparks from a worker's acetylene torch set off a blast in an underground fuel tank in San Francisco yesterday. It threw giant chunks of concrete as high as 4 stories in the air. Fortunately, only one person suffered minor injuries from a flying brick. Little damage was actually done. There'll be complete news of the world in the West during the noon hour news with Bob Arthur and Russ Powell. The current temperature is 66, heading for a high of about 70 today. We'll have mostly sunny skies, Mike, with some light smog in the vicinity of West 3rd and La Cienega.
A great deal.
Otherwise, a beautiful day. It's a golden, crisp kind of day.
Yeah, it sure is. Any day is a golden, crisp kind of day. If you're talking about golden crisp cookies, well, you led me down that path just beautiful.
Oh, that was a rather neat transition, my
That's
son.
Right. Golden crisp cookies. You don't find them in a lot of stores, but you ought to have them in your stores because they're real old-fashioned homemade type cookies, you know? The golden crisp folks have been making cookies since 1928, the same local management since past 28 years, I guess. Real home style, not commercial at all. They make them in small batches, guarantee the freshness. They're so good they serve them in public, parochial, and private schools all over the area. They're down there at Disneyland, at the Indian Village and Frontierland. And by the way, they do have a special deal for groups and clubs and churches, like if you have a blue and gold dinner or something like that, or you have the Campfire Girls dinner, you got to have that kind of a affair at your house. Get a hold of the Golden Crisp Cookie Company. They got a special offer for you. They're located at 1617 East Anaheim Street in Long Beach. Phone number is 591-0811. That's 591-0811. You'll find the Golden Crisp Cookies at Kohl's Markets, McCoy's Markets, Greater Central Markets, plus many fine independent stores and supermarkets. How long has it been since you've tasted an old-fashioned cookie, huh? If you've never been able to find the Golden Crisp cookies at the store, you ask your manager to stock them for you, or you call 591-0811. That's the way the cookie crumbled, Denny.
You'll find Mike Roy at the Ralph's Market for the balance of this morning. And Mrs. Zabo, thank you for standing by. Your question.
Oh, I don't know whether I have a question. It's a plea for help.
All right.
Invited some out-of-town guests to come to dinner and to see a performance of a musical that I'm performing in. I am not home during the day either. What elegant yet a simple to prepare thing could I serve?
Do you want this to be a supper or a dinner?
It's going to be ahead of the performance.
Ahead of the performance.
Yes, it would be a dinner.
Uh-huh. I tell you what I would do. I would do a nice casserole ahead of time.
Oh, all right.
And the kind of casserole I would do, I think, would be, if you want this to be elegant, how about a lobster Newburgh?
Oh, I would try it.
All right. You have a good recipe for lobster Newburgh?
Well, if there's one in one of your cookbooks, then I would have a good one.
Well, that would be good. That'll happen. And make that. And then what I'd do is cook some noodles.
Uh-huh.
And put a layer of noodles and then mix some of the Newburgh in and a couple of layers of that. And I would put a layer of cheddar cheese on, layer.
Oh, I see, rather than...
Uh-huh, and then when it comes out of the oven or the last 5 minutes of baking, you can do this and assemble it and put it in the refrigerator and then put it in your oven, and it'll take about 40 minutes from the refrigerator to get it bubbly and the cheese melted and so forth, you know?
All right.
A 350-degree oven. And the last 10 minutes of it, sprinkle it with cashews.
Oh, that sounds...
Very good. I have a simple green salad with that.
Okay.
And if you wanted to do Bridgeford bread, excellent, or a good hot bread, you know?
That sounds marvelous.
And I'd do a sherbet type of dessert with that, lime sherbet, or you could have a lemon tart or something like that, lemony to follow it with.
Your sherbet brings to mind a recipe that you gave on television years ago. It was something with scooping out a pineapple with a meringue on the top. Do you recall that at all?
Yes, that's about it. And you can blend you can do it with oranges, a pineapple.
Oh, and that was all there was to it. I've lost the recipe.
Well, it's very simple. And you can glorify the sherbet a little bit if it's a citrus sherbet with a little Curacao Cointreau and sprinkle some walnuts in it.
Oh, marvelous. And it was just the meringue and then you browned it.
That's right. But also I've kind of brought along to give it a little more color now. Take an orange sherbet or a pineapple sherbet and take some of the scooped out bits of your pineapple and then take some pistachio nut ice cream, which is green, you see, and let them stand in the refrigerator for about an hour apiece, and that'll soften them up so you can work with them and kind of swirl them together so you get swirls of the orange and green color.
Oh, a marble type effect.
That's a nice marble effect. Then put your meringue on top into the oven. And there you got your whole thing.
Sounds beautiful.
Yes, that's lovely and very simple for you, too, I hope.
Oh, I hope
so. What play? You got me dying of curiosity. What are you in?
Well, we're in a community theater production of The King and I.
Isn't that wonderful? Lovely music. Where?
It's in Downey.
In Downey?
Yes, uh-huh.
Public invited?
Oh, of course. We'd love to have audiences.
And where is it and what night?
It's at Rio Hondo School, and it is... Friday night, three performances on Saturday, and one on Sunday afternoon at 2:30.
What are you playing?
Well, I am in the orchestra.
Oh.
But we have marvelous leads.
Good. Wonderful. I hope everybody will come.
You're
not a cello player, are you?
Pardon me?
You're not a cello player, are you?
No, I am not.
There's something about lady cello players that tickles me to death.
Tickles me, too. They're sitting right in front of me.
All right.
I play the piano, but it is an interesting instrument.
That's right. Thank you so much for calling.
Good luck at the performance, Mrs. Zabo.
Thank you.
Hey, boy.
Would you like to play your Pam instrument here?
Yeah, I got Pam, lots of Pam. And, you know, we were just talking here, and a couple of the ladies have called up and come up and talked to me about how they just couldn't live without Pam, and I couldn't either, especially on a diet. And we use Pam on everything else. Ned Meyerhoff was in town yesterday. We were talking about it. He's the man, the president of Gibraltar Industries, who makes Pam. And we were talking about its use at the barbecue. I don't know. I remember myself, you know, taking that grill off the barbecue and standing there with a brush and scraping and getting the crud off each individual wire or rod of the barbecue. Don't do that anymore. For heaven's sakes, spray it with Pam before you cook. Nothing. You just wipe it off with a paper towel. It's that simple to keep your barbecue grill slick and clean as a whistle. With Pam, it's a pure vegetable spray-on coating that has no fat, no calories, and yet it completely stops food from sticking. So do try Pam. It's right here at your favorite food store, and it's in the Huskers department, your favorite department store.
Good morning, Mrs. Baldwin. This is KNX, and Mike Roy standing by for your question.
Thank you, Denny.
Go right ahead.
Fire away, ma'am.
Okay, first of all, Mike, I'd like to thank you for Sweet and Low, Pam, Miracle White.
Good for you. That's three in a row, huh?
Yeah, three in a row. And to the lady who's trying to find tamarind, you can't.
You can't.
I've tried. In fact, I called you about 3 months ago, and you gave me addresses, and I called people, and I did not find it.
Well, now I'm going to get a hold of the Spice Island people or the Shilling people, and I'm going to get tamarind. If there's that kind of a demand for it, I'm going to go into business.
Thank you.
All right.
All right. Now then, how do you fix red snapper?
Red manta?
Snapper, a fish. S-N-A-P-P-E-R. Snapper.
Oh, snapper.
Yes.
Oh, this is one of the great delicate fishes. I love this fish. I think my favorite way is almondine.
Almondine.
You know, saute it and then add more butter and almonds and then lemon juice or white wine or some of both to the pan and sprinkle it over it. It poaches nicely, too. It bakes well.
Yes.
Almost any sole recipe is excellent with red snapper.
Oh, well, fine. That was my problem. I could not find a recipe. Do you use any kind of a sauce?
Don't need any kind. Just any kind of a sauce you want to use.
It's
a light, delicate fish and very good.
Yes, yes, it is. And we love it. All right, then. I thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you, ma'am.
You got the vodka handy?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Well, it's before noon, Mike. I don't break that stuff out until afternoon.
All right. Okay.
Just pour you one straight, that's all.
You want the Vitapack?
Vitapack, yeah.
All right, here
Vitamin
it is.
C here.
Vitapack, pure Vitapack, naked and unashamed.
When you wake up in the morning, Vitapack puts the day in focus, helps you get out of bed.
Chris Bacon, you can have.
Vitapack turns on the morning. Vitapack lights up the day.
Teriyaki sauce. Yeah, we're talking here as we move along, as you can guess. But how about a switch tomorrow morning? How about a tall, frosty, fresh glass of Vitapack grapefruit juice? The switch that turns on the morning. That grapefruit juice, you've got to try it. And I don't think you've lived till you've tried a salty dog.
Vitapack lights up the Vitapack turns on the morning.
What makes you so booze conscious today? You haven't had a drink in a week.
I got the deep eagers. I'm thirsty.
Good morning. KNX is now at your service. Mike standing by, and your question, please.
Yes, hello, Danny. I had to giggle over the coincidence this lady spoke of, the king and I, and we're going to see it on Saturday, our whole family.
Good for you. That's wonderful.
Mike, I wonder if you can help me with a problem I've had. I'm a pretty good cook, but darn if I can get the real chicken a la king taste. Would you help me?
Yes, I tell you, it's in your sauce. Instead of just making a cream sauce, vary it a little bit. When you boil your chicken, strain the broth off it, or use a good chicken base, if that's too much work for you. Now,
no, any work is fine.
Well, when you boil your chicken, be sure there's celery and onion and carrot and parsley in it, and salt and pepper. Just a touch of celery salt. A little white wine. Mm-hmm. Now strain the broth and then skim the fat off it. If you can, do it the day ahead of time and let the broth set up in the refrigerator, because you get more fat off that way. Mm-hmm. Now, when you make your sauce, you start with your brew, the flour, and the butter. And instead of, you know, if you're going to make 2 cups, I'd take about 3 tablespoons of flour and butter, you know, and cook them well together. And then add 1 cup of that stock and about 1/2 cup of dry white wine.
Half a cup?
Uh-huh. You can use less if you'd like. And 1 cup of half and half.
Not cream.
Well, you can use cream if you can afford it.
Uh-huh.
And that'll give you a nice, rich-tasting sauce. Mm-hmm. Adjust it for flavoring, salt and pepper. Of course,
I have a family of seven, five children, so I'd need quite a bit more, I suppose.
Well, I double that recipe. That'll give you a quart of sauce, and that'll give you plenty.
Uh-huh.
And also, then, it should have some pimiento in it.
Uh-huh.
And it has bell pepper in it.
Yes, I've used both, and now, I almost get that flavor, but just not...
Now, also, when you do the bell pepper, take a little extra time and peel it. Now, the way you do that is get it real hot. You can either put it in a little hot fat in a frying pan or put it under the broiler.
Yes.
And you'll find that the skin of the pepper will turn black and blister.
Uh-huh.
Then you can take a chore girl and scrub that off, you know?
Yes.
And what you have left, you don't get that bitter taste of the bell pepper, and you get it out of that burpee family. You'll never come back with the gastronomical explosions that way. And the bell pepper will be very sweet and good.
I hope I get just what I want. Thank you so much.
All right, I hope so, too.
15 minutes until high noon, home-baked bread time.
Yeah, you talk about chicken a la king. Can you think of a better place to put it than on fresh, aromatic, homemade bread?
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Sure. I'm an old-fashioned country boy from North Dakota, and there's nothing better than bread and gravy.
You got some pretty wild city ideas at times, I
think. That's right. You know, just plain bread and gravy. Now, my dad, you know, was an old Dutchman, you know, and he used to take homemade bread, and we used to have that rich sour cream that the farmer used to bring. Well, it was sweet cream, you know, and the cream was so thick you could stand a spoon upright in it, and he used to love to let that turn just a bit sour, and he would spoon gobs of this on homemade bread and put sugar on it, and that was the greatest dessert he could eat. He used to put that same kind of cream on homemade pie, but the bread is what he loved. And now you can all have that homemade bread thanks to Bridgeford, because this is really a frozen bread dough. You find it in the frozen food compartment at your favorite store. 3 one-pound loaves in the plastic package. Take it home. Follow the directions on the package. You got homemade bread. Everybody's sitting around chomping on homemade bread slices out here at Ralph's, and the man is cutting up the loaves and dousing them with melted butter. And everybody, have a slice of Bridgeford bread. Just delicious, Denny.
You know, you're amazing, Mike. I know you're on a diet 19 days now, and yet you talk with the same enthusiasm about all of these goody and gooeys.
I can dream, can I?
Mrs. Trannan, good morning. Your question, please.
Oh, good morning. Is this Mike?
Yes, it is.
Oh, I would like to ask you, when you make potato pancakes, after you grate the potatoes, do you pour off the water?
No. Usually there's a little flour and baking powder. And also, I add a little lemon juice to it, which keeps the potatoes from oxidizing or turning black.
Well, what about all that water? Mine was soggy the other day.
Well, then add a little bit more flour to it. Usually they're added that way, and most recipes take that into account. How much flour are you adding to yours?
I was just making them for myself. I used one potato and one egg and one tablespoon of flour.
You might increase the flour just a little bit if they're too loose.
Is one kind of potato any better than another for that?
I am a firm believer in the russet potato.
The russet?
I like the real russet. I buy the best I can buy, which is usually the russet, the baking potato for that.
Oh, I've been using just the white potato.
I like the russet.
More water than others.
Yes, that's right. That's one reason, perhaps, why I like the russet better.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh. Okay, thank you so much.
Very good. Yeah, you sound so great. That's that Arden All Jersey cow standing over there.
Yeah, I think it's milking time.
Yeah, I'd hate to send you to do the job, boy, but nevertheless, we got machines down to do the milking. The whole dairy business has changed. Really has changed. They milk them now by mass production. Bossy goes one end of the cow, out of the barn, and gets on a traveling sidewalk type of thing, and somebody hooks her spigots up to a milking machine. And as she goes through this thing, while she eats her dinner, gets all the fine alfalfa reinforced with antibiotics and everything else that goes along with it. They wash her down. When she comes out, she's all milked, washed, and ready to go back. And, you know, she hardly even gets to know a bull these days.
Sounds like a car going through a car wash.
It's exactly what it looks like, Benny. Really, it is. It's almost a shame. They've taken the glamour, the romance, everything out of the cow, And they've even taken that all Jersey milk out. And that's where we're concerned, because that's the best kind of milk you can get. More protein, more calcium, more phosphorus, more milk sugar, all the essential vitamins. But above all, with Arden All Jersey Milk, you get that extra flavor. It tastes better. Nice thing about it, it's economical. It costs no more than ordinary milk. So do pick up Arden All Jersey Milk, huh?
Welcome to the show, Mrs. Easterling. Your question, please.
Yes, thank you. I'm calling about a coffee, a housewarming coffee I plan to give. I think I'll have about 40 people in attendance, and I have a fresh fruit compote as my main...
Yes.
But what I want to know is if Mike would like to suggest something else to go with that, because it'll be about 10 o'clock in the morning.
Well, with that, I would either go with just a little small sweet rolls... You know, or muffins.
Uh-huh, like a blueberry.
Blueberry muffin, be excellent.
What about cheesecake, Mike? Do you think that would...
Well, if you feel you need a dessert at that hour?
Well, I don't really know. I just like your suggestion.
Well, for myself, I think I would do the blueberry muffins at 10 o'clock in the morning. I'd do the blueberry muffins and the fresh fruit compote. Coffee, tea, the things you need.
What about mints and nuts, Mike?
Always appropriate, always appropriate.
All right.
I don't think you need anything more. You know, at that hour, a couple hours to lunchtime, fresh fruit is light, it's lovely. Go ahead, use that.
All right, thank you very much.
Very good.
You're very welcome. You don't need a big breakfast, do you? That's almost breakfast time, 10 a.m. in the morning.
No, well, not for me it is. Breakfast for about 6:30 for me, and... I either eat a poached egg, you know, coffee, and citrus. My Vitapack is a vital part of my breakfast, and I go for a big 8-ounce glass of Vitapack, and I do like the grapefruit juice as well as the orange juice now, and black coffee, you know, or it's black coffee with a little sweet and low.
That's the way you begin the day.
That's right, every day.
They'll be looking for you over at Lindbergh's. They got the stuff that you need over there. Better pick up some vitamins. You're weakening.
Oh, yeah. You're such a sweetheart. I heard it coming, but I thought I'd make you sweat a little bit there, huh?
Well, you're out there among all those good-looking women, you know, not paying any attention to what's going on in the program.
I want to talk today a little bit about Lindbergh's custom bakery department. You know, the word custom is described in the dictionary as defined as made to personal order. And boy, that sure fits the bakery goods you get at Lindbergh's, because they are custom-baked goods, baked especially for Lindbergh's. I mean, everything in the line of breads. Now, just wait till you taste some of Lindbergh's custom sprouted whole wheat bread. You ever eat bread made with a flour that the wheat has already started to sprout? Just out of this world. You take one bite, it's great toasted, too. Be sure to take home a loaf of their 7-grain bread. Frankly, I could use the word delicious again and again, but I don't think that's strong enough to describe the custom baked bread that you get at Lindbergh's nutrition centers. Now, the only way to prove my point is to tell you to stop in any one of the famous Lindbergh Nutrition Centers. Browse through the custom bakery department. Select the things you really like. Try them once. I'll bet you'll be back for more. The custom baked bread from Lindbergh. And it's good for you, too. Now, in Englewood, there's one of Lindbergh's, that is, the corner of Crenshaw and Imperial. In the Crenshaw Santa Barbara Shopping Center, Lindbergh's located near the May Company on Crenshaw. San Fernando Valley has two locations, one in Reseda on Sherman Way near Reseda Boulevard, one in Topanga Plaza, and one in West Los Angeles in the Barrington Plaza on Wilshire Boulevard. Lindbergh's.
Mr. Fisher, good morning, sir. Your question.
Good morning, Mike. I was wondering if you could recommend a cookbook for a bachelor who hasn't had much experience in cooking.
There are two or three out that are like that. One is called 10 Minute Gourmet. Your bookstore will have it. And there's another one called Cooking for Two. I've forgotten the authors of these. But you'll find them in your book section at your department store, your favorite bookstore. Pickwick's and Hollywood Boulevard carry them, I know.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your help.
Thank you.
Oh, wouldn't it be nice to be single again with all of the cooking experience and knowledge you have now? There wouldn't be a woman safe in the city.
That's for sure. That used to be that way in my single days until I got tired and had to get married out of self-defense.
Oh, that's spreading that Morehouse a little too thick, Mike.
It's right here beside me.
Oh, I was really laying it on.
Would you give me a little piece of that Gallo salami right there, sir? That's what? Very good. And pass the Morehouse up here.
Oh, you.
They got Mr. Gabbiati's favorite salami.
Throwing all this food in my face where I can't
eat. And I got Morehouse mustard. Yeah. We got a big jar of it open. Now, you take the swab and... The slapstick, I guess they call it, and Fill it on a Gallo salami and the Morehouse mustard.
I'll be a spill it on your tie.
No. Delicious. Boy, that's the greatest. Morehouse mustard. Full quality mustard. Great vinegar to preserve the flavor. Distilled by the Morehouse people, by the way. Just great. Morehouse also makes Morehouse mustard with relish, Morehouse mustard with horseradish, and the greatest, zingiest horseradish alone you ever tasted in your life. So get Morehouse mustard, won't you? It's great. And try the Morehouse taco relish, too. That'll snap your cap for you.
What a way to make a living, sitting there chomping away right in the middle of your program.
That's right.
Good morning. This is Durant's KNX. Your question, please.
Yes, first, real quickly, for the lady with the potato pancakes, if she'll just grate that potato fine, there's no need for egg or flour or anything else. There's so much starch in the milk that it'll just stay in a nice little pile and fry.
Yes, that's true. But a lot of, I'll tell you where they get the liquid. Sometimes a lot of them are using the blender method these days.
Okay. Now,
go ahead.
Have you ever heard of a product called Danish dessert?
Venus dessert?
Danish.
Svenska type.
Oh, Danish dessert.
It's a dry pudding mix, and all you do is cook it in water, and it makes the most marvelous glaze for a fresh strawberry pie. So many women have...
Yes. I know the product. Sven Cederskold is here from Denmark, and we were yakking, and I don't know where to tell you to get this.
Well, it comes in three flavors, and what I'm trying to do is to find all three. I can only find the one here. We've used it in New Jersey for years and years and years.
Yes. What store do you get it?
Any store.
Well?
Ralph has always carried it.
Talk to the manager, because he knows, the buyer knows where to get it for you.
Well, I'm trying to drum up more trade, I guess, because several of the stores...
You're trying to sneak a commercial in for free here, huh?
I just love it so, and it is so easy to make for a fruit sauce or just to pour over the fresh strawberries, and it sets up beautifully and makes such a marvelous pie.
All right.
Can you tell me one thing, too, Mike? How long can you keep the powdered pectins and still have them effective?
So long as they're sealed, they'll keep almost indefinitely. But once you've used some of it, they should be used within a month.
How about these bottled lemon juice? I've had two batches of strawberry jam that would not set, and my pectin was not opened. It was the MCP, but I've had it since last year, and the lemon juice I've had in the fridge for maybe 6 weeks.
Now, the lemon juice, until you open it, will keep at room temperature. I know. Now, I don't know about this, but I know about Vitapak. It'll keep at room temperature on a shelf until you open it. After that, you put it in the refrigerator, and then it keeps indefinitely.
Right. Well, for some reason or other, the jam wouldn't set, and I wondered if maybe I should be using a fresh lemon juice.
I would get a fresh pectin.
Get a fresh pectin.
Right.
Very good. Thanks very much.
Very good.
Abe? Hmm.
Shall we wash out the laundry here?
Okay, White Knight, charge.
Yeah, with White King D, we'll charge. This is, of course, I think, the detergent beyond compare, because it is so modern and because it's one that really works hard in your wash all the time. Removes the most stubborn dirt and grease to assure the cleanest wash ever. Now, it does have the special power brighteners to keep the colored and white things looking bright and new. And it does have the borax, which is nature's own sweetener. And that means that clothes come out smelling fresh and sweet as all outdoors. And it does have the suds control, too. You try using White King D in your washing. The results, your clothes washed in White King D with suds control, are actually cleaner. Feel that way, too. Now, use White King D on anything that's washable in your washing machine, even on fine fabrics and synthetics, silks and woolens, diapers and baby clothes. Now, you look for the beautiful bright red rose on the front of the red, white, and blue White King D package at your favorite store.
Hey, big fella, tomorrow's another one out of town, huh?
Yeah, we're going to Solvang tomorrow with the Danola Ham people. Our bus leaves bright and early at 8 o'clock in the morning from the KNX parking lot. And we're looking forward to a lovely trip. We've got our winners. They'll be along. And I think we've got our grand prize winner all picked, too. So we can announce that tomorrow, maybe, huh?
And the guys and gals have to be here before 8 o'clock.
Yeah, because we've got to leave at 8 to get up there so we can do the broadcast at 11:10.
Now, you're going to linger a while there at Ralph San Vicente?
Oh, yeah. We'll chew the... Well, I was going to say we'd chew the fat. We'll chew the Bridgford bread and the Gallo and wash it down with Vitapak and go with the Danola ham and bacon.
The bird of paradise should mustard up your salami.
You're a good man, McGee.
See you tomorrow, Mike. No, I won't either. But I'll hear from you.
All right, friend.
Mike Roy will be on the receiving end of the cook lines tomorrow between 11:10 and high noon. And a good day for one and all at Solvang, the winners of the Denola contest. I'll be around with a shut up, Mike. I'll be around with the KNX afternoon news at 1:10. If we're still on the air on KNX, AM and FM, CBS News Radio, Los Angeles.